نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Most respected Imam, respected elders, brothers, sisters, actually I suppose to say sisters, brothers, beloved children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I didn't plan a talk today. I thought the Natkars will all come here. Because they all forced me to have a Nat program, have a Zikr program, no one comes. And I started. Anyway, that's my complaint for the day. I'll stop complaining now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
okay.
wa barakatuh.
In 2010, alhamdulillah, I wrote a book called Madina to Karbala. And Allah blessed me to write this book. I think it's become very relevant today and it's been used throughout the world. But what is sad that people come now, when I've now digested lectures and condensed them for 10 nights, we didn't know you got a book. Excuse me. Find out. I read the book long time ago. But it's a reference book. You can't read a reference book. It's like saying you read the dictionary. I know Malcolm X read the dictionary in jail just to educate himself. Anyway, so what I have done is over these 10 days I have condensed lectures from this so that people could deliver it. But we're not in an age of reading, we're not in an age of ikra, we're not in an age of education, unfortunately. We're in an age of jahiliyyah. This is the third ignorance that the Quran speaks about. Allah and His Rasul know best, I hope, that I am wrong. So for those who didn't do the 10 nights and don't know what it is, you know Ashura means 10. Ashara means 10. Wahid, Ithnain, Thalatha, Arba, Khamsa, Sitta, Thamaniya, Ashra. Ashra means 10. Ashura means the tenth. Now this tenth of Muharram, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has always been a very auspicious day, and the eve before also. Because on the 10th, Adam alayhi salam was created. So, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a Friday, he said, Haza yawmul Eid. So he said, this is a day of celebration. Eid means celebration. Say why? Say Khulika Adam. Today Adam was created. Then we know on the 10th of Muharram, you know from biblical scriptures, from our scriptures, the Prophet Musa alayhi salam was saved from the atrocities of Pharaoh. The Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was saved from the belly of the fish. All these incidents, you have heard over it over years and everything. But one thing that really bothers me is, one thing is emphasized every Ashura. You must buy your children gifts. You must buy them this and do this and do this and do this. Now I'm asking you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the tent of Ashura for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and the pure family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not a sectarian thing. This is our Rasul. This is our Rasul's grandchildren. It's our Rasul's great-grandchildren, nephews, nieces. So the day the burqas were pulled off, which were never pulled off, from the heads of the Ahlul Bayt, when their children were left naked and their men were left headless in Karbala, you want to go buy new clothes for your children? Oh, it's hadith mein hai. Hadith hai. Hadith man garat hadith hai. These are hadiths that have been manufactured. And any Maulana wants to come question me on it, he is welcome. So let me just cool down now, yeah. So I won't buy my children gifts, I'm sorry, I will go against that hadith. You can buy your children gifts. The biggest gift you can give your child is to teach him about Karbala, in my opinion. So today, I'm not going to go very long. I know Eid day, I took long. I came from the aeroplane, was disoriented. I didn't know it was supposed to be 15 minutes, although I wrote it. We are men, we are human beings. So today's, the title of today's lecture is When Sabar, When Swords Fail, Sabar Speaks. When swords fail, Sabar speaks. Patience speaks. Allah says in the Quran, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. I am with those who make sabr. He didn't say, I am with the musalli, I am with the rozadar, I am with the haji, I am with the zakati. He said, I am with the patient. Okay? So, it's not just a night of history tonight. It's a night where the blood of the righteous still calls out to us. And mainly in this era, after 61 years after the Hijrah, the blood of the pure family, the pure blood, calls out from the sands of Karbala. It's calling us. If you can't hear it, then we are internally deaf. And if we don't know the Karbala today that is calling us from Palestine, then we are totally deaf, or we dead. And I don't want to take sides or say who you must make dua for, who you must, and who's a kafir, because I'm the biggest kafir. Because kufr means covering the truth when you know it, so I'd rather just expose it. That's what kufr means, it's a farming word. Cover the seeds. When the seed is covered, something grows. Depends whether the seed is fresh, whether it's not interfered with chemicals, and I'm allergic to chemicals. Okay. On this day, this night, the night tomorrow, is not just a night of history. Islam was not just spoken. Blood was spilled for Islam. And the pure blood. The blood of Bibi Fatima, Salamullah Alayha. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is unique. As Allah is wahdahu la sharika lahu. And there is a saying, takhallaku bi akhlaqi Allah. Some say it's a hadith, some say it's a saying of awliya Allah. Bring into yourself the characteristics of Allah. Before you hit me with the shirk and fatwa, you got mercy in you? You have mercy. You feel sorry, you see poor people, houses washed away, people died in an accident. You feel sad. Sure. So you are merciful. But you are not the all merciful. Can you hear me now? I know I say this now with deaf, but can you hear me on a physical level? So you are hearing, but you're not the all hearing. Can you see? You are seeing, you're not the all seeing. These are attributes of Allah. Okay? Now, Karbala is not just a story. Let's catch up on it. It's a mirror. It's a mirror. You must stand and look into this mirror and see where you fit into this entire thing. Okay? So let's start now where we must. Sayyidina al-Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, son of Ali, son of Abu Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. This is the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From his daughter, I said, the bloodline runs. It's the only bloodline that comes from a daughter. And at one time, the kuffar teased the Prophet. Allah took your children away, your sons. He said, no problem. My children are my Fatima's children. Imam and Hussain and Hussein are not my just my children. They are my sons. There's a big theological, divine wisdom behind this. Because the Prophet ﷺ is the last and final Prophet. Now, it doesn't mean his Prophet would stop now. Because people say it didn't happen in the Prophet's time. So whose time is this? It's his time. He's still the Rasul of this time. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Okay? So, now we know their lives. Now they stop teaching the same madrasa, and I don't know what the madrasas are doing. They're dressing this whole Islam to pursue their own style. You see, we know of Imam Hassan and Hussein from our grandparents, from our parents. It's been passed on to us over the years. Hassan and Hussein, grandchildren of the Prophet, Bibi Fatima's children, Imam Ali's children, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just to keep the peace. Okay? So we think that two small children went to the swords on the tent of Muharram and they were fighting and they were killed. No. This happened 60 years after the Hijrah, in the beginning of the 61st year. So this puts Imam Hussein at the age of 53. He's standing in the plains of Karbala. Who's his mother? Fatima al-Zahra. Who's his father? Ali al-Murtaza alayhi salatu wasalam. He is called Sayyid al-Shuhada, the leader of all the shaheeds, the master of... Now you see, usually we translate this word shaheed as martyr. I've said this and I repeat, a thing oft-repeated often goes into the brain or the heart, but I can be repeating things here, I don't know where it's going to. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Shaheed means a witness. What it means? A witness to the existence of Allah. You know that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, before the blood of the martyr falls, he sees Allah. Won't you like to see your beloved? So a shaheed is not a martyr, he's a witness. The Prophet ﷺ said something very beautiful. He said, Husaynu minni wa ana min Husayn. Husayn is from me and I am from Husayn. Where's the book? Tirmizi Sharif from the Siha Sitta. This is no rebel we're talking about. We're talking about the preserver of the prophetic truth. Who is the preserver of the prophetic truth? Who? Imam Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, alayhi salam. Now Yazid, who was at that time became the first caliph. I don't want to go into that other portion of history. But the Prophet ﷺ said, true caliphate, meaning true leadership in Islam, will last for 30 years. When we start from the leadership of Abu Bakr Siddiq to Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu, it is 29 years and 6 months. What did the Prophet say? So 6 months, Imam Hassan alayhi salam was the Khalif. That gives you 5 Khulafa'i Rashidin and it gives you a completion of exactly 30 years. Okay? Now, at that time he gave away the Khilafat, the leadership. The true leaders don't need to be leaders. You don't need to put yourself on Facebook and Instagram, I'm a leader, I'm this, I'm that. Excuse me, if you're a leader, people will know you're a leader. In fact, no Muslim can be a leader because our leader is alive. He's alive. You can ask me later, I'll tell you where he is. Now, let's just bring some... So this guy, Yazid, Muawiyah's son, he was drunk. He was a cruel person. He was impious. He was doing some strange things, marrying impermissible women according to the Quran. And this is not coming from me. You can read Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya from the other school of thought. It's all there. Okay? Because today we don't have schools of thought because we stopped thinking. Everyone thought. That's why they're living in the past. But I taught the program is after Isha. No, no, you must read. Okay? Okay, let's just break it down with a little bit nice shayari. Hussain ne sar diya, magar haath na diya. Yazid ke batil ko kabhi saath na diya. Hussain gave his head, but he never gave his hand. He never aligned with Yazid's falsehood. Now, I don't have to name them. Can you see the Yazids have become states today? Islamic states. When, I don't know if that one country was defending their sovereignty or they were defending Islam. That's up to you to tell me. I don't want to take names. Because it took them very long to come into action. Suddenly we were defending Islam because their bases were hit and their military generals were hit. So all these years, from leave 1924, from October, when this thing started, how long? Who can tell? 2 years? They were all asleep. They were waiting for their military bases and their generals to get hit. They weren't interested in Gaza and blood. So that's for us to think about. And as for our Yazids, just leave it out. I'm just going to lose my head. Shooting down our people's missiles and all this, you know what I mean? Anyway, Ronaldo seems to be the new hero. Anyway, it's a big mess. It's messy. So what happened at Karbala? It's the year 61 AH. Imam Hussein left Medina and he was intercepted in Karbala in Iraq. Now if you were in Medina and it's the 29th of Zilhajj and you got means to travel, where would you go? 29th of Zilqada. Go to Makkah, what you want to do? Yeah, perform? Hajj. So is Imam Hussein going against the principles of his grandfather? No. His grandfather said, a time will come when a tyrant will take the... And if you don't stand my blood, you are from me and I'm from you. When I'm not there, you must carry the truth. Don't give your hand into these people. Well, I know our people, is a new trend now. We're going for Umrah, Gumrah. They're more getting more Gumrah. I'm sorry, if you're not Gumrah, make dua for me. I'm Gumrah. So, Imam Hussein didn't go for Gumrah, for Umrah. He went to Karbala. He went to confront these people. 72 companions were with him. How many people are going to Karbala? 73. 72 companions. Of the 72, 18 are the direct descendants of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Meaning his blood is marching. And the people who love his blood and preserve his blood are marching with him. Are they going for war? No. He took his children, he took his wives, he took his nephews, his nieces, his followers. Oh! On the 7th of Muharram, some say 30,000, 40,000, you know our exaggerators. Me too. By the time we reach another 10 years, if we see another 10 years, I think it will go into 400,000. But there was a huge army of thousands waiting for them. So on the 7th of Muharram, what this Yazid character did, he told his generals, block the Euphrates River. You know these two rivers flow through Iraq, Tigris and Euphrates. So they were near the Euphrates, block it. Don't let anyone from Imam Hussein's family and followers drink water. That's why our old people didn't have to come for Irshad Sufi Shubat lectures. They knew Pani Piyo to Yad Karo Pyaase Hussein. They taught us some small things. Whenever you drink nice water and you're feeling hot, think of Imam Hussein. And little things. So, two of his sons, Ali Asghar and Ali Akbar, were martyred. Now, Imam Hussein, most of his children were called Ali. There's a reason behind it. There was a period in history where if you named your child Ali, they picked him up and they killed the baby. Muslims. I went into this a long time ago. It started a whole fatwa factory. Today that factory has become a big industry. Okay? Meaning your religious decree. He's a kafir. Alhamdulillah, I am. His brother Abbas, the flag bearer, was killed at the Euphrates. If for those who've been to Karbala, you know where Imam Abbas is and Imam Hussein? It's exactly the distance between Safa and Marwa. Is this not the planning of Allah? And both got to do with water. Okay? So Abbas is called the flag bearer. Alam dar, alam means flag. So if there's no flag in Islam, then what flag he was carrying? Okay. The nephew Qasim, barely a teen, Imam Hassan's son, his name was Qasim. He was 12 years old. He never even reached 13. But before Imam Hassan died, he gave him a piece of paper. He said, tie it like a taweezi. When you find my brother in the most difficult situation, you mustn't even open it. You give your uncle to open it. And when Imam Hussein opened this, because Qasim was telling him, 12-year-old boy, let me go out. He said, no, you're too young. You made your stand, now leave it. Protest march, we stopped outside the Israeli embassy. They sitting and having tea and coffee and whiskeys with the cigars upstairs. And they laughing at us. So it's over now. He said, no, hold on, man. It's my most difficult situation and your most difficult. Your brother said, I must give you this. You know what was written inside? The day you in Karbala, I was saying, don't stop my son Qasim from giving his life for Islam. So he sent him out. By the 10th, 7 days, 3 days, no water, dying of thirst. Can you imagine the desert sun? Parched lips, dying. The mother's breasts have dried up. There's no milk to give the children. Okay? If I go through everything, it's going to take too long, because I always take too long. In my old age, my uncle taught me, when he was older like me, he should tell me, cut your lecture short. Jazakallah, I'm listening now. Okay. A long and fierce battle took place. Imam Hussein's blessed body was covered with over 70 wounds. Now you'll always hear this 40,000, 70,000. I always tell you this. It means many. You know when what you call this arrows, a whole lot come. Volley, what do you call it? A volley of arrows. Okay. Worse than volleyball. It's like this coming. It's raining on you. Entire body covered. Head severed by Asarte. Lifted up on a spear, and all his companions, all the males. The ladies in the tents burnt, parda pulled out, terrorized. Somebody said something nice in Farsi, Khuja yana mardane meydane ishq. I'll just tell you in English, where are the men of the battlefield of love? We have many men in the battlefield of hatred. Where are the men on the battlefield of love? Where have gone the lions of patience and certainty? that we can ask today also. Why did this happen? Was it political? No. It was spiritual. What it was? It's got to do with spirituality. Nothing to do with politics. Okay? It's about the truth, refusing to bow down to falsehood. I don't want to go there, but Adam, Sajda, and all that take too long. Karbala! What's this Karbala? Karbala, your major, what name is Shia? Excuse me, Karbala is the soul of Islam. Karbala is the Islam ki ruh hai. Aur Madine mein aur Makkah mein agar in Makkah and Medina, if you know, we think in Urdu, our grannies made us do this. If Makkah and Medina is the body of Islam, without the Prophet's family and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and freedom, the soul is missing. That's why you may wonder, what's this style these guys got? They make Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. You hold here, you hold here. Why? The essence of your entire being is the Nur-e Muhammadi, which is situated here. So when you send Darud on the Rasul, you send it here. You activate it. I'm not saying you must go beat your chest. That's why they say people who beat their chest, maybe doctor will stop me. They say they hardly get heart attacks. He's wrong, what I am. Okay. Anyway. Karbala is the school where blood was the lesson. Where faith was written with the ink of the shuhada. Kisi ne kaha deen ki puri tarikh likh. Somebody told me, write the entire history of Islam. Maine fakat Hussein likh diya aur kuch bhi nahi. I only wrote Hussein, I write nothing else. You work it out from there. Now, you see, the ladies are always left out. People will come to me after 10 days. MashaAllah, the program was very nice. The niyaz was nice. I smoked the kichra. I like that cake thing. Yeah. You know who does all this work? My wife. And the ladies. We only sit in the front with our fancy waistcoats, jubba, mubba. These things, red, yellow, green, and all. And Hazrat, Hazrat. The real Hazrat are there. And they can hear me now. You know, I'm throwing them up. They make the kichra more nice. Right? So, just to break the tension. Imam Hussein's head is on a spear. All the males' heads are on spears. It's going to be carried throughout the bazaars of Damascus, the streets of Damascus. Now, at that time, quarter to his Hassan. At that time, there was no WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. Was this Elon Musk in his new thing? Huh? Fix? Oh, X. I know Malcolm X. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, one of the signs of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said something will happen here now, the whole world will know it like this. I know if something breaks out here, you'll just see the phones out. No one will come to help you. Live streaming. That's what he was talking. He said, your lap will inform you what's happening, your laptop. Okay. So all the swords were silent. The heads are on the spears. The ladies are unwrapped from their clothing. Sayyida Zainab speaks. They marched his heads through the gullies for more than a month. They take it to the court of Yazid. In the court of Yazid, she thunders, "You think you won?" Sayyida Zainab is speaking. "You think you won," she's telling him. "Wallah, you only brought disgrace upon yourself. By Allah, you will never erase our remembrance, what we did. You'll never erase it from history." They're still trying to erase it. Because of Sayyida Zainab, Karbala didn't die in the desert. Karbala came to Medina. It came to Damascus. It came to Delhi. It came to Durban. Who brought it to Durban? Sufi Sahib. If he didn't have all those rituals, today they would have been telling us about how Moses crossed the sea. Where are they doing in some places? Okay? Jo Karbala mein reh gaya, Zainab ne sunaya. Jo Karbala samajh na saka, Zainab ne samjaya. What Karbala left unsaid, Zainab recited. Bibi Zainab alayhi salam, the sister of Imam Hussein. Okay? What Karbala couldn't explain, Zainab revealed. Okay? What does it teach us today? It's not just a story of grief. It's a story of having integrity. Integrity. Stand. Even if you're alone, which you never are, have courage. In the face of cruelty, try and show love. And over sacrifice everything over being mute on the subject. Sacrifice everything. And there was one male survivor, Imam Zainul Abidin. He had to survive. He had to continue this Husseini line. So Gospa Piranipir Dastagir, Abu Muhammad Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, Khaja Mainuddin Chishti radiallahu ta'ala, they all, Ghaus al-Azam is Husseini Sayyid, Hassan Sayyid from Imam Hassan, and Khaja Sahib is Husseini Sayyid. That's why the ranking, the respect for the big brother. You understand? These are the people. So even Imam Zainul Abidin, the men went to him. What happened? Kabo, where's Imam Hussein? He explained. The ladies went to Bibi Zainab. What was born? This majalis they read. Majalis. I'm 68, I can remember for years my granny were reading it in the house. They read it in Urdu, but they'll all cry. It kept the events of Karbala alive. That is called majalis. When Nuh alayhi salam, even on the 10th of Muharram, when the flood stopped and they reached land. When you go traveling now, before you cook patkasam, you know, dry things. So they had 12 dried grains and they cook what we call kichra. So at Karbala, after 40 days, many days, Amriya, Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, reached there with the people of Amriya, they buried the martyrs. And you want to know about Tazia? You saw people putting, you know this shine here, you know this green sign, what it represents? That's not the Nale, that was made by Naeem. No, I'm just drawing a point, I'm not picking it up. You can get it made in China. You take that shape, then make it in China too. The sandal of the Prophet, is that the sandal of the Prophet? It's only a representation of his sandal. So they're taking the Naqsh-e Nalain made in China and putting on their hats and heads and chests. So they're taking the Nal of Sarparat, they are Alku Girana Chati. They lifted the Nalain, which is not the real Nalain. In your house you got Kaaba and Madina. That's not Kaaba and Madina, that's only a picture, it reminds you. So that Tazia reminds you of Imam Hussein. And the first Tazia was kept in Ummi Salama's house. It was sent from Karbala. She kept it for 50 years. The Prophet ﷺ, Jibreel alayhi salam, brought it. It's in our books. He said the day this turns red, she looked at it every day. You must know my Hussein has been made shaheed. And no one tells you this. Ummi Salama, the moment she saw that, she got very sick. And that grief killed her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus, grant us understanding. Amen.